Hello and welcome back to The Philosophy Guy, your show for all things philosophy and culture, society, and politics. My alter new slogan I'm going to try to go with. But anyway, today I'm going to do a quick episode on Avengers Endgame, so we'll get into that right away. But as usual, if you'd like to go deeper into philosophy, learn a bit more maybe about me as well, you can check out my Patreon page where I have episodes there as well. And you can also help support the show. But otherwise, just subscribe, rate, and review. That helps as well. Check out my YouTube. Check out my merch store. But yeah, you can check out those links below. As always, contact me and check out the Discord for further discussion we can have as well. But anyway, let's get right into the show. So, Avengers Endgame. So I'll say this before. I know it's just a movie, but still, can't help but think about some of this stuff. So I actually wasn't going to do an episode on Avengers Endgame because, you know, I did see it recently. I thought I kind of missed the hype train just because I didn't see it on the opening weekend. And although it was good and I really enjoyed it, it was a phenomenal film. It was not philosophy heavy either. So for me to justify doing some further research on it for an episode, I didn't really, I'll just admit, I didn't think it was worth it, because it's just not really, I won't say this for every film, because there is content you can find in there, but I don't think it's really Marvel's kind of end goal, I guess you could say. However, I reconsidered because the Spider-Man Far From Home trailer alluded to something that I found interesting about Endgame. The question of, what about all the people that just got zapped back into existence? So obviously, spoilers ahead. I probably should have said that before I just said that sentence, but I feel like everyone should kind of know going in, if it's titled Avengers Endgame, that there's going to be some spoilers. I'll put it in the comments. But anyway, so what is the effect of that on, you know, well, society, the world, and literally every fucking everything, right? It's fascinating to me. I get it. It's a Marvel universe. It's a comic series, yada, yada. They're not going to cover this type of interesting thing in depth and really analyze it, right? This isn't a knock on Marvel movies. It's just not their objective. It's Marvel is a fun universe to go in and you enjoy. And plus, I really like what this kind of like 11-year series of Marvel Studios has done. It's been phenomenal of bringing comic book characters to life, basically comic book heroes to life. And I've really enjoyed it. So I'm not going to knock them by any means, because they've played out a story much better than Game of Thrones is actually currently doing with their season. But anyway, that's a tangent for another day. So, but take essentially all of their films, right? Stuff blows up. You take the first Avengers, New York was demolished. My thoughts are, what is the cleanup like? How does it affect the city? How do the humans look at life after they were introduced to alien life? Because that's what the first Avengers kind of introduce, is this alien civilization coming through the sky. Like, what do people react to that? Like, what is going through their mind? That's a question that, to me, is really interesting of, you know, what happens when we first encounter aliens, or if we ever do, or maybe if we do in our lifetimes even. I don't know. It's just a question to consider, right? So for Marvel, the humans that the heroes are always trying to save, they come across really like NPCs in a video game, right? But nonetheless, the end game movie conclusion in an Infinity War ending had me much more curious about these NPCs than I usually am. Because, like I said, when I talked about Marvel's kind of prerogative, the prerogative isn't really to give you a reason to care about the NPCs. You're more caring about the heroes and their arcs and their storyline, right? Because it's really something interesting to consider, though, is what these catastrophic events, the effects it has on the people. What would happen into today's modern age if half of humanity was zapped out of existence? Then what would happen if they were zapped back into existence? In the case of Endgame, what would happen if they were zapped back into existence 5 years later? So in Endgame, the good guys came out on top, in a way, I guess you could say. Not surprising, but something unique for a superhero movie, there was consequences. I view Marvel's 11-year journey to this film as developing into the modern mindset of life. And I love it. Choices have consequences, and we all have to come to terms with it and with those consequences and making those choices and weighing out those consequences, right? But has the conclusion of this film created more problems for humanity? Is humanity still, you know, well screwed? Because like, yeah, like I said, the audience cares about the heroes, right? But the hero's kind of goal is to come across as they care about the NPCs or the humans in the world to save humanity, right? That's the hero's goal. So that's why it's kind of interesting for me to, I feel like, to for people to kind of look at it and consider these questions, and I hope they take the time to at least a little bit get into it, because it's kind of an interesting world they set up. So we are used to the Avengers saving the planet, right? Well, the first one did. Age of Ultron, well, you know, I'd like to debate you on that. It's more Tony Stark. So in Age of Ultron, it's more Tony Stark causing the potential defeat of humanity, and then the Avengers have to come in and clean it up, basically. But anyway, Infinity War, when half of the universe was snapped out of existence by a literal snap, the Avengers were ready to avenge something again. Now, in Endgame, it takes 5 years to do so, okay? Which isn't bad when you think about it. Like, you know, things were looking pretty grim after Infinity War. But during that 5 years, the rest of humanity is forced to adapt to half of the population being just gone. Everything on Earth is all of a sudden half-staffed. Endgame didn't really talk about the five-year window much. I expected going in that they'd find a way to go back and unsnap the whole Thanos deal, kind of those typical movie time travel stuff, you know? But plot twist, not in this one, friend. No, it was to snap them into the present. Those 5 years still happened. 5 years still happened. When I was shown this was the plan, my immediate thought was, okay, well, now I really want to know what happened for those 5 years. And I want, because before, if you thought that it was just going to be snapped out of existence, then, okay, like, who really cares what happened those 5 years? It's going to be erased anyway, right? But no, they're going to make it canon that those 5 years actually mattered. So when those 5 years matter, it makes me curious. Okay, so we're going to make this whole five-year thing permanent. What's been going on? Like, what has really been happening? Because they didn't really show you that. So I want some demonstration of life after, because the economic consequences of all of this and societal is something really interesting to consider. So the five-year window is still interesting, but if people disappeared, things would adjust, right? But snap those people back in after 5 years of adjustment. Whew. I don't know. That would be, it would create a problem that I think, you know, that's what I kind of wish the film would have done. Like, someone at least raised that question. Like, I get it. You know, it makes sense you want to do that. You're saving billions of people. But what happens to those other billions of people that were already there, that were already adapting to the world without those billions of people? And all of a sudden, these people are zapped back in when you no longer have a world that's able to handle those new billions of people being zapped in. So imagine the population all of a sudden doubling right now. We are talking billions of people. Food would be short for months. And months is an optimistic projection. Also, all of those people that were snapped away would have lost their jobs. Many of them would have disappeared. Many of the jobs, I mean, would have disappeared. The global economy would collapse after they're zapped back in. It would be a dystopia to analyze. And it would just dystopia for years going forward. If we're being realistic, we'll see what Marvel does with that. I'm not saying it's a bad decision either. You know, it's interesting to me. I'm not going to say an interesting thing to raise is a bad decision on Marvel's part. You are still saving billions of people from death, technically, is the other thing. Quick side note, though. And they weren't supposed to mess up the timelines. It kind of made that a point in the film. But Nebula was detected by other timeline Nebula, and they killed Thanos from that timeline. So lots of new timelines were being created, right? That's the way, at least that's the way my understanding was. So someone can let me know if I'm understanding that wrong. Also, that's just one example. So what happens in those timelines? Did they interject and create more suffering, assuming that's a metric we should gauge our difficult more decisions on? But I think it's a good one to at least consider. So the Avengers messed up other timelines, but it's really interesting because how can Marvel not have to address this is basically every film. Like, oh, this enemy happened because half the planet was wiped out and this enemy was at back with an existential crisis. I don't know. I'm excited, but it's an interesting event to take or to make canon for a universe that is seemingly looking to make more films and reveal new heroes. It's kind of this weird foundation that the Marvel Universe is going to now have to build off of. And a plot hole, and the reason I find this choice interesting, is they don't really explain why the Infinity Stones can't go back 5 years. I'm not saying that's a better choice, more so I'm surprised. But since they went this route, I want them to talk about the repercussions of not erasing the event altogether. But again, I get it, because it makes more sense in a way, because if they could go back, why not go back and stop every bad thing from happening? You know, I do like how they made it some... They basically made sure that stuff stays permanent in this universe, which makes sense. It makes sense for consequences and all that, and so that, you know, you don't have the option to just go back and erase stuff and make it pointless. But like I said, I love the film. I want to reiterate that. Just was surprised about the complex universe they've created for the next group of main heroes that are coming in. And I know it kind of made sense to keep Tony's new family intact, which is a big motivation for not erasing the whole five-year event, because they were giving Tony a big send-off. Also, I guess killing Thanos would have been good in this, the new Thanos from the alternate, I don't know if it's the alternate timeline is the right way to say it. Killing that Thanos made sense. It means that that alternate timeline slash universe would have never had the event occur anyway. So you're actually saving those billions of people. So closing thoughts, just some more questions that I had about the show or the movie. So closing thoughts, what about the people that moved on, right? In that relationships they moved on from, the mental health issues would be off the charts. Plus, what would people's psychology be like? I mean, when it happened, all of a sudden people disappeared without really understanding why, how, and from where, you know, the big bad guy was. It's kind of fucked up. Assuming it feels like you just woke up from a five-year slumber, you're waking up to some crazy, whack new world, right? Also, maybe I regret to say this was one of my first thoughts, but when the people came back, implied in the same location, they were zapped back into the same location they disappeared, what about the thousands of flights going on, right? I mean, those people probably thought they fell asleep on a plane and they wake up and are just skydiving without a parachute through the sky. You know, just saying, you know, was other things to consider, was people's property sold off, their savings, their money? Do they just have to start over? Was money redistributed? How were governments, how were they operating? Did we become more of a global government after the event happened? And what happens now? You know, some people had government positions and whatnot. I'm sure the other thing I would find really interesting is if new religions arise. You know, you're talking that people, like, sure, they have an understanding of the Avengers and these heroes that are in the world and possibly alien life forms and yada yada. But if all of a sudden you're just like talking to people at a coffee shop, for example, and you're just sitting across from them, you don't really know what's going down on the other side of the world, that the world's about to end basically, and all of a sudden that friend across from you just turns into basically dust. The psychological effects, the worldview, the existential crisis that would occur, the meaning of life that would alter for people, people's perspectives that would change. It would be so fascinating to, it's just something to analyze there. It's like, what would happen? You know, it's kind of like flipping it on its head of like, okay, you're going through life and all of a sudden you could just literally disappear and turn into dust, where you flip that, where maybe you consider like, you know, what happens if you live longer? Just the way meanings of life change as crazy events in life happen is something I hope the show, or not the show, I don't know why I keep saying show, the movie and the Marvel Universe, I hope they touch on that, is what I'm trying to say. So even after 5 years, you know, did wars arise after this event, fighting over resources still, all that type. But all these questions are questions I have, and it's kind of why I want to put those thoughts out there, because it looks like the new Spider-Man will at least touch on some of that. So anyway, some thoughts I had, like I said, let me know what you think of the film and the direction Marvel is looking to take. You can join me on Discord, email me, hit me up on Twitter, all that good stuff. But anyway, yeah, thanks for listening. I know this was just a kind of a different pace of episode, different style of episode, but I thought I wanted to at least get some thoughts out there on Avengers Endgame. But yeah, thanks and peace.